coming next to the stage, host of the show below and friend of the Nerdalogs, please put your hands together for Logan Dean.
What was that intro?
What does this get me?
What is it? Talk to me at intermission, and I don't know. I'll go buy you a Big Bite or something. So I'm a pretty big fan of a lot of stuff, like LCD Sound System and Firefly, and I like things, and I get really attached to them. But it all boils down to one fandom, and that fandom is fucking Star Wars. In the mid-90s, growing up in suburban Michigan, it was kind of the most exciting time to be a Star Wars fan because they had those jacked-up-looking action figures all over the place with the day-glow backgrounds where everybody was on steroids, except for Yoda, who looked actually pretty good. But they were all over the place, and those miss-scaled ships that they could go into, where the Millennium Falcon was somehow the exact same size as an X-Wing fighter. What was really exciting was they were re-releasing the films, and they were putting new footage in them, and we all know how that turned out. But as an indoor kid, someone who didn't have a lot of friends, who watched In Search Of, like, every afternoon when he got home, Star Wars was my escape. It was how I learned that I can be whatever I want to be, and I can do whatever I want to do. It's about knowing that your friends are going to have your back, and sometimes you won't be able to understand them, but they're going to be there. There's just something about Star Wars that carried on. And so the 90s became this period in time where Star Wars, in my opinion, hit its heyday until we finally saw the films that George Lucas was, like, hiding from us, and then we all kind of got disillusioned. But those films mean more to me than most people. Because for a majority of my life, they were my best friends. The first film I ever watched was Empire Strikes Back on VHS, because my mom doesn't know how chronology works. And I remember watching it over and over and over until the point where Family Video called us and was like, "Where's our movie?" So I had to go in and then re-rent it, and then they wouldn't let me rent it anymore because other people wanted to watch it, and for some reason they only had one copy of Empire Strikes Back on VHS. But then I found out there were two other movies. Because in my mind, it was a standalone movie where bad stuff happened, and that was just how it went. And Empire kind of encapsulates life. You start kind of unknowing, well, at least the way I watched it. You started unknowing what happened before, and it's kind of ambiguous what's going to happen next, and your favorite characters just disappear, and, like, the whiny kid loses his hand, and it's like, whoa, fuck, okay, well, I guess that's life. So then I found out there were two more, and I watched them religiously. And as a kid, my favorite was Jedi, because it had the Muppets in it. And they were the Muppets. It was like the Fozzie Bear was hanging out with Jabba the Hutt, and like it was great. And they're whimsical, and the little bears, they were adorable. And now I realize that Return of the Jedi is kind of like not the best movie at all. It's kind of slapped together ad hoc, and Harrison Ford doesn't give a shit like the whole time. He's like better than this, and he also has no arc in that movie, which is really weird because he's the best character. I will fight you if you say otherwise. But yeah, Star Wars just made me realize that you didn't have to come from somewhere affluent or be a popular person or do sports, because I didn't do those. But you could find adventure and meaning in life just by accidentally finding a droid that you bought off some junk dealers, or meeting a murderer in a bar, or following an old man. On my actual notes here, I'm going to wrap this up, but on my actual notes here, I wrote some stuff, and then I kind of gave up and just wrote Star Wars like 90 times in my notebook. So Star Wars, because I'm so passionate about Star Wars, is why I'm so passionate about everything else, I guess. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Logan. Yeah, dude, I totally relate to that. Empire was the one I watched the most as a kid, too. I like that snow scene, like, with the walkers. But I don't know. I like Jedi. I like endings. It's a sweet ending. Except now it's not over. There's, like, three more films plus a bunch of spin-offs. It's crazy, guys.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be great. Yeah, I like your enthusiasm.